Tackle John Piacini.
I hope he's good, dude.
Yeah.
Hell.
I mean, it's not even like, I mean, you could probably find a bunch of Italians that have that name anyways, but it's spelled in a way where they're like, nah, you just, come on, it's different.
Yeah, they there's no C. It's literally P-E-N-I-S-I-N-I.
Yeah, I know.
And it looks like
I wanted to call it because, like, 311, they're doing, like, you know, if you're lonely during the, you know, if you're, like, sad, you can call this the government. I can't imagine anything more depressing than that. It's like, yeah, I'm all alone. I guess I'll call the municipal government to talk, to keep me company. Have you tried calling them about anything? What it, like, the legitimate problems you can have, like your hot water being out, if you call them, they'll tell you to go fuck yourself.
So,
like, I can't. I'm kind of sad. And they're like, well, have you tried suicide? It probably works like the exact opposite way. They're like, sir, there's a form you can fill out to have the police come kill you. I'd have to transfer you to 9 different numbers to figure out what the form exactly is. But I'd suggest to a lot of people, you could probably just kill yourself.
Kill yourself, or if you're black, just go ahead and go ahead and just yell in the streets. Yeah. That'll probably do it.
But I mean, it would be fucked up, but I did want to call them as like a Staten Island guy named like Anthony Lonliano. And just trying to, like, an Italian, like, no, like an Italian guy, like trying to, like, first understand what depression is as an abstraction. Because he's not allowed to put a name to that emotion. You know, just being like, yeah, I don't know, something's wrong with like my you know, how I like my attitude or something. I don't know.
I don't fucking get it.
It's like, yeah, it's like I'm pissed, but I'm too tired to be pissed. And then what I'm pissed at is you know, it's nothing. It's like this fucking, it's like being self-pissed.
I'm pissed, but at myself?
But yeah, it's like, I don't know what I'm thinking about how, like, you know, life is kind of like, you know, it's like a game. You're thinking about maybe, you know, okay, well, they're not coming back from this. They're down 6 runs. It's like,
G-Man, they're down 22 in the fourth quarter.
You know, and you're like, fuck it. Let's just get drunk and then drive home. Let's go get drunk in the parking lot. You know, that's the feeling I have. Are you experiencing depression? Whoa! Hey!
Come on. I'm fucking pissed. I told you, I'm self-pissed.
I'm self-pissed is what the feeling is.
I'm mad.
I'm at mad. Myself. I'm fucking pissed off. I'm self-pissed off. I'm not fucking sad.
I ain't fucking a girl.
I'm not.
It's like I'm a girl but complaining.
Yeah, you're making me feel like a fucking woman over here. Do you think you might have a trans identity? Hey!
Whoa!
What the fuck? Maybe. You know? Let's talk about it. I don't know. Is there resources for that or something? Is the city paying for the surgery?
Yeah,
I'm over here. My dick is fucking, it's completely hard because I'm stuck in my apartment thinking about guys.
Well, so maybe you're just a homosexual. Maybe you're not trans. Maybe you're just gay.
Kyle, I'm in the union. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
So is your penis being hard the reason you're self-pissed, would you say?
Maybe. I don't know. Fuck it.
Are you wearing lipstick right now, sir?
Yeah, I got pumps on. Yeah, I got lipstick and a pair of Jimmy Choo's.
You've been watching Sex in the City, haven't
you? Nah, it's because it's like my construction boots. I don't got to wear them for work, so I'm wearing my wife's clothes to keep my stuff nice for back when the job started back up.
And what is your...
I gotta keep my
right now, sir.
Hey, look, Cuomo's saying they're gonna open a city. It could be, you know, it's gonna be, they're gonna tell you, and it's gonna be like that. It's gonna be a race to get to the job sites because everybody lost work. They're not gonna pre-announce anything. It's just gonna be open up. So you gotta keep your boots nice. You gotta keep all your gear nice. So all that sitting in the bedroom, and I'm out here in the living room wearing my wife's clothes, watching Logo.
Is that your gay channel?
Sir, where's your wife currently?
Yeah, I don't know. She's been gone like 4 or 5 years. I stopped checking. I got a cousin out in fucking Hoboken. It's a private eye. You know, he looked into it for a little bit, but then, I mean, that was kind of where the trouble started, because me and him were hanging out all the time anyways, and she came home one time and we were, you know, comparing bodies. And that's what pissed off. When I
you were on a stakeout? Thing. Were you on a stakeout with your cousin?
Yeah, we was, you know, because we like to pretend to be police officers ever since 9/11. We're always trying to solve crimes together. You know, we're like, who's this fucking Mulanyan across the street? What's he doing? Moving in? The hell is this guy moving in for? That seems pretty suspicious to me.
Let's sit in our fucking cars and look outside and then see where the night takes us.
Yeah, let's fucking just hang out real late in the parking lot.
All night long. Yeah.
I would assume you'd have some kind of intimacy with somebody you share that kind of bond with, sir.
Yeah, I don't know what that fucking word means. Are you talking about this thing of ours?
This thing of ours.
You know, I don't know about getting too hot on a government line.
This thing of ours being secret gay sex.
On the low.
It's just the coast.
Like the closet of the Italian Nostra.
They call it the Homo Nostra.
Whoa.
Wow. No, I'm not lonely. I'm self-pissed. I told you. No, I don't miss my boyfriend at all. I don't miss my boyfriend out in fucking Elizabeth. Yeah, no, it's this black guy I go out and see out in Elizabeth sometimes. And, you know, they call it download stuff. I don't know. That's you know what I
that's them, that's us. They, we got
it's a bunch of bullshit to me, but you know, whatever. If that's what he likes, I try to keep him happy so he stays away from my wife. You know, you see the dick on this guy, it's fucking, I'm worried because, you know, it's like, I'm worried this guy's probably gonna fuck my wife if she sees his dick, so I guess I gotta suck it to keep him away from her.
That's true.
I don't like doing it, but hey, pal.
Defense.
That's called being a working man.
That's called being a family man, the head of the family.
That's called doing your service to the labor. Doing your service to the responsibilities of hard work. An honest work you got to do.
Oh, my God. This fucking thing of ours. You took an oath. You took an oath. It is more important than your family. It's more important than anybody in this room.
Yeah.
And then they all jack off onto a card.
You know I can't answer that question. I took an oath.
Yeah.
You know I can't answer that question, Doc.
Mm-hmm. It'd be great to be like one of those like smug like mafia guys on like the bench, like already deciding he's not going to testify or whatever, just like kind of taking his time in the chair.
Hey, fuck
and
you.
Everything the lawyer asks, he just goes, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. Thanks. Yeah, I'm not fucking queer. So thanks, anyways. But no.
Well, sir, either answer the question or plead the fifth.
Yeah.
I'm actually not gay.
Yeah.
So I can't do that.
I'm actually not gay, but thanks.
Running his fucking hands through his olive oil hair.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I'm not.
Hey, I'm not fucking gay over here, so. Go ahead and deal with that how you want.
He keeps saying he's not gay, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to allow it. He gets an Italian judge.
The foreman getting up at the end. We, the jury, on the first count of conspiracy to commit murder, find the defendant not guilty. On the second count of being gay, we find the defendant guilty. And the,
whoa!
And the judge was like, that wasn't one of the charges. They're like, oh, we messed up.
He seemed gay, Your Honor.
I'm sorry. There was confusion in the jury room. We kind of got into a 12 Angry Men thing, and we sort of lost the point of what was going on. Somebody recited the whole "Oh Captain, My Captain" thing. It was fucking awesome, to be honest with you.
Just a lot of different movie references.
We got into like like theater in a way that it hasn't touched me since probably seventh grade, you know. And it really re-inspired my love of drama.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. And Your Honor, I just want to thank you for letting us serve on this jury. And if there's a community theater, perhaps, that we could all be involved in after this. Because I know we took an extra 17 days to deliberate, but we were actually just doing American Buffalo.
What happened there, Your Honor, was magic.
Yeah. We recreated 12 Angry Men, and we were so happy with that we had to go into Death of a Salesman. We did all of August Wilson.
Mm-hmm. We did The Crucible.
We did all of August Wilson in blackface, which Miss Eunice had a problem with initially, but we explained to her that it's not foolishness, it's part of the magic of theater. Lord, no. I done told them the whole time they can't be doing no damn blackface fences. When we trying to put this Italian man in prison for murdering his brother. Y'all fucking around with costume changes. Y'all doing costume changes. This man, he brought in a powdered wig. I can't even see my grandson. He's 19. He's dying of COVID. And this man's got a powdered wig talking about I'm the Mansour Marquis. Talking about I'm the Mansour. Saying we're going to do a man for all seasons. The deliberations.
It was actually our idea to accuse him of being a homosexual, actually. We actually believe that if he forces to do plays, he's gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they stole my oxygen tank to turn into a tiny metal hat so they could do the Pirates of Penzance. This man Lawrence,
you just gotta give me your per diem.
Yeah, this man Lawrence stole my cane and used it as a sword to do I'm a Modern Major General.
All right, well, he's free to go then, I suppose.
Yep.
So I guess he's not guilty then.
He's not guilty.